This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu has said, "A developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women." Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi yesterday to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. President Murmu described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step.
Nari ka samman, yahi samaj aur desh ke vikas ki pehli seedhi hoti hai. इसलिए विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए भारत के तेज विकास के लिए आज भारत विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट की राह पर चल पड़ा है। हमारी सरकार महिलाओं के जीवन में सम्मान और सुविधा दोनों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता देती है।
Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, stated that in this era of the new industrial and knowledge revolution, particularly with the rise of artificial intelligence, India will emerge not only as a service provider nation, but also as a major technology creator. He was speaking at a program organized by a private media house in Mumbai yesterday. In Punjab, six factory workers were trapped under debris after the roof of a factory collapsed in Ludhiana last evening. A large-scale rescue operation is currently underway to extract them. Ludhiana Deputy Commissioner Jitendra Jorwal informed that multiple agencies, including two teams from the National Disaster Response Force, as well as local police, health officials, the fire and factories departments, and the municipal corporation, are involved in the rescue efforts. State Revenue Minister Hardeep Singh Mundia is also overseeing the operation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India looks at the world confidently and wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and student engagements. Dr. Jaishankar said this during an interaction with Indian community and business leaders in Manchester, UK yesterday. India has significantly reduced its average applied tariffs for key developed countries such as Australia, the UAE, Switzerland and Norway under recently concluded mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements. Sources indicate that similar negotiations are currently underway with the European Union and the United Kingdom, among other partners. They added that the ongoing discussions with the United States should be viewed in this context. In the Women's Premier League WPL, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 12 runs at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Chasing a target of 226 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were bowled out for 213 in 19.3 overs. With this loss, Bengaluru became the second team to be eliminated from the five-team tournament after UP. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy final between India and New Zealand today, with two esteemed umpires from the Emirates ICC Elite Panel, Paul Riefel and Richard Illingworth, officiating the match. Both umpires played key roles in the semi-finals, with Illingworth standing in India's win over Australia and Riefel officiating New Zealand's victory against South Africa. The Delhi government has approved the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.